welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm your friend, your business buddy, your mentor, Kendra Perry, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. So I'm curious, have you noticed this? You probably have. So you're scrolling around, let's say Instagram, and you come upon maybe one of your favorite influencers, and they're on their Instagram stories or in their feed, and they're promoting some product. Now, this product isn't theirs, it's someone else's product, but they're like, oh my God, I love this product so much. It's helped me with my skin, or it's helped me lose weight, or whatever. Something like belly tea. Look at this belly tea. This belly tea will help you lose weight without exercise, without having to cut carbs. You just drink the belly tea. We see this all the time. But we rarely see influencers promoting a coach or an online expert. Typically, what they're doing is they're promoting a product or service. Now, why is this? A big part of this comes down to something that's called humanizing a brand. So when you have a faceless brand, something like belly tea, I don't know if that's actually a thing, but that's the example I'm rolling with right now. But we could also think of like Target or Nike or something like that. These are some brands that we know of. And when we think of these brands, we're not associating them with a person. Now, this can be a problem when it comes to marketing because humans connect with humans. We don't connect with a brand, this faceless, ethereal logo. We don't do that. But we do connect with humans. So what these brands are doing is they are intentionally hiring influencers to promote their product to give their brand a face. And they are hoping, because you love this influencer for whatever reason, and they're out there being like, I love this product. I use this product. You should buy this product. And when you see that, you think, oh, well, Jillian Michaels uses belly tea and she looks fucking hot. So I guess this is a good product and maybe it could help me lose weight and add to cart, purchase belly tea. So brands, faceless brands, pay a lot of money to humanize their brand and to have different influencers or celebrities actually promote their product for them because it humanizes the brand. Because without that human connection, people just don't really care and they don't really connect. Now, I have a student who came to me and she was wanting to build an online clinic. It was herself and I believe a couple other partners, or she had some practitioners and wanted to build this online clinic. And she was like, well, I don't really want to talk about myself and I don't really want to talk about anything personal. I just want to build this clinic. Well, that's a problem, because basically what she's doing is she's creating a faceless brand, even though she's the one running it. And so I told her, I'm like, okay, you can do that, but either you're going to have to pay people to be the face of your brand, or you're going to have to use your own face. And when it comes to something as personal as wellness coaching or functional medicine, wellness consulting, health consulting, working with clients on health and wellness, whatever you're doing, it's incredibly personal. It's incredibly personal. And I don't want to go speak with a brand about my health issues, but I would be happy to speak to a coach or a practitioner that I trust. So there's a difference between a brand and a personal brand. And what you're doing as a practitioner, as a coach, is you're actually building a personal brand. And you actually have a leg up on these faceless brands because your brand is already humanized because you are your brand, your personal brand. And I know branding and brand in general can feel like this really out there, intangible sort of concept. And it is to some degree. And personally, it actually took me a long time to really understand what that is. So I'm just going to give you a quick definition and then I'm going to break it down. The term brand refers to a business and marketing concept that helps people identify a particular company, product, or individual. Brands are intangible, like I said, which means you can't actually touch or see them. As such, they help shape people's perceptions of companies, their products, or individuals. So the easiest way to think about this is what people say about you when you leave the room. It's what people associate you with. When they think about you and their business, there's going to be something that comes to mind. And so really what I'm trying to tell you is your brand is you. It's your unique personality and vibe all packaged up into your online presence. So let's just do a little exercise. I'll try to clarify this a little bit further. What is the one word that comes to your mind when you think about me? Now, maybe this is your first time on the podcast and you're like, stranger danger. I don't know who the fuck you are, Kendra. If that's you, then okay, maybe I'm not going to be able to prove my point this way. But if you have been hanging around this podcast, if you follow me on Instagram, you listen to or watch my YouTube channel, then you're going to get this kind of sense about me. Now, when I do this with my students, these are the words that they will say. No BS, blunt, to the point, fuck, mentor, coach, funny. Those are typically the words that come up. But what's interesting is when I do this exercise, those are words that come up multiple times. So multiple people will say no BS, blunt, to the point, mentor. Like people will repeat these things. And so what I've done is I've created a personal brand. I have associated myself with certain traits, certain personality traits, and certain entities. So why is this important? Like, why does that matter? Well, what it does is it creates consistency, identity, and that ultimately helps create trust. Because if I was showing up differently every day, so maybe one day I'm showing up and I'm dropping F-bombs and I'm being myself, but then the next day I show up and I'm talking really soft and really proper and very grammatically correct. And then the next day I show up and I'm very blunt and to the point. And then the next day I am talking in big picture and I'm talking a lot of fluff. And then the next day I show up and I am someone totally different. Like, what if that was your experience of interacting with me online? Well, that's really inconsistent. And you wouldn't quite know who I was. You'd be like, who the fuck is this chick? I don't get her. You wouldn't get me. And so there's no trust created from that. You wouldn't trust me. Because you'd think, well, I don't really know who this person is because every day she's different. So trust is really important. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but trust has been proven in research to be the biggest determinant of whether someone will invest in your business. People don't invest in companies they don't trust. People don't invest in people they don't trust because we're talking about money. Money is this weird humanly created thing that runs our world and we have all kinds of beliefs around. And we mostly feel like we never have enough of it. We never have enough and we always need more. So what that means is I'm not going to invest in anything that I don't trust, especially bigger sums of money. Sure, maybe I'll invest $50 in some sort of skin cream where I'm like, I'm not sure about this stuff, but maybe. But I'm not going to invest $3,000 if I feel that way. I'm only going to invest $3,000 if I'm like, no, this person is legit. This program seems awesome. And I believe that this person can help me get the result that I want. So trust is really important. And we have to imagine what builds trust. Like when we're thinking about, and we don't have to think about business for a second. Like imagine you are meeting a new friend. Just met this girl at a party and you know, you're vibing. You're like, oh, this chick's cool. Like, I think we could be friends. And you're like, hey girl, you want to like hang out and get a coffee sometime? She's like, yeah, girl, that sounds great. And then the next day you send her a text and then she doesn't text you back for 3 weeks. And then in 3 weeks, she's like, oh girl, I'm so sorry. I totally missed your text. Like I actually want to get together. At first you'd be like, okay, well that happens. That's legit. And then you're like, okay, let's do this coffee date. And then she doesn't show up for the coffee. And you're like, oh, well, fuck. Like there's no consistency there. So that doesn't build trust. So what does build trust? Well, reliability, consistency, leadership, empathy, kindness. And so I really want to focus in on this consistency piece. The other thing that builds trust is knowing who someone is. It's the identity piece. So imagine this girl I just met at this party. So imagine I meet her and kind of vibe. She seems cool. And then every time we hang out, I feel like she has this wall up. Like, she just won't let me in. And she seems fine to ask me questions about myself, but she just won't share anything about herself. She doesn't tell me anything personal, and it's very surface level. I don't know about you, but I don't do surface level relationships or friendships. I like to go deep. I can't handle small talk. I would much rather migrate to the corner of a party and one-on-one with someone and talk about their horrible and painful divorce than I would talk about the weather or basic bitch superficial shit. It's just not my thing. And maybe you're a lot like that too. So when we think about branding, really it's about creating a consistent energy, a consistent personality. And so how do we actually do that? Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I know you might be wondering about, well, what about logos and fonts and websites and business cards? Like, this is what I've been focusing on for my brand. And yeah, those are part of the brand. They're actually the visual aspects of a brand. But really, they are just supposed to represent the personality traits of a brand. So I'm a very sharp person. I'm no BS. I'm a bit in your face. I'm blunt. I'm to the point. I don't sugarcoat things. I'm not like this soft, warm person. I'm very much more kind of blunt and sharp. And so that's going to affect the colors I choose. So I'm not going to choose like a nice pastel, like pink and purple, like pretty and ethereal. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't really represent my personality. My colors are actually quite bold. So the visual aspects, yes, there is importance in that. We do want things to look visually cohesive, but those don't matter if you don't have a brand personality. And so people get really tripped up on this because they're like, well, who is my brand personality? Like, what's this supposed to be? Well, I'm actually here telling you that you don't need to change anything. It is just you. It's just who you are. This whole no BS, blunt thing, to the point, me swearing, me being weird and funny on social media, that's not curated or crafted, should we say. It's not unintentional. It's actually just me. It's me. This is who I am in real life. If you hung out with me in real life, you would notice that I have no filter. I say the quiet thing out loud. I'm the person who will accidentally swear in front of your kid. Can't help it. This is actually how I am in real life. So this is the great thing about the brand personality, because it's just you. You don't need to do anything. You just need to be yourself. Now, obviously, there's some polarity in that. Everything has polarity, because there's this beautiful thing, or this maybe weight that's lifted off your shoulders where you're like, oh, it's just me. Great. But then there's this darkness, there's this shadow side of it where you're like, oh, who am I? But I'm afraid to be myself. And what if no one likes me? And so that's the scary part of it. But what I will tell you is it does take practice, because obviously we're very good at being ourselves in person with our friends. It's what we do. But it's different when you're speaking to a screen. Nobody's in the room and I just have to be myself. How do I be myself when I'm in the room? What the fuck? How do I do that? When I'm alone in the room, how do I do that? Well, it takes practice, right? And the first few times you show up on video and you're writing content, like, it is going to be very robotic. And you can always, I've mentioned this before, you can always go to my Facebook business profile, Kendra Perry Inc., and scroll down and look at my first few Facebook lives. I'm very robotic. I have no personality. And that's because I was really uncomfortable. But these days, Kendra in 2022, 2023, can literally jump onto video and talk about any topic for any length of time. And I don't even feel nervous. But that's not where I started. That's not where anyone started. So really, it's just getting comfortable with being yourself online, and that comes with practice. I'm going to give you some really actionable steps that you can take in order to determine your personal brand in just a second. I just want to address something, because I know this is coming up for people. You're wondering, what if I'm a private person? Because this is a huge objection I get to online marketing, is people are like, well, I don't really want to be on social media because I'm a private person. And I don't really want to share anything about myself on social media because I'm a private person. Well, we're all private people for the most part. And sure, there's those people who are just dumping all their emotions and feelings and traumas all over social media. But that's not what I'm telling you to do. There's a lot of private things in my life that are deeply personal, that are deeply private, and I'm never going to share with you. Because it's private, because I'm a private person. But what I've done is I've taken the most representative parts of my personality and I brought them into my online voice. So that shows up when I do podcasts, when I do video, and it shows up when I do written content. I'm not sitting on social media having an emotional breakdown when I'm in it and just bawling and being crazy on social media. Do I talk about personal things? Absolutely. But I always want there to be a lesson in there for my audience. So it doesn't matter if you're a private person, because you can intentionally do this in a way where all you're doing is being yourself, which, my friend, is so much easier than trying to be someone you're not. And then you're just sharing specific things about your life. If you come and check out my Instagram stories, for example, you're going to see pictures of mountains. You're going to see pictures of my trips. You're going to see pictures of my house and my cat, my calico cat, which named Smudge, who I'm absolutely obsessed with. You're going to see some spiritual and some health stuff. You're going to see pictures of my Oura Ring stats, my supplements. And there are a lot of other things that I'm doing throughout the day that you're just not going to see. But I've intentionally decided that I'm going to share my outdoor adventures with you. I'm going to share the inside of the upstairs of my house. I'm going to share pictures of my cat, and I'm going to share my health stuff with you. I don't really share much else. And so it's not inauthentic. It's just that I'm showing this very intentional version of myself. It's still me, but it's not all of me. And I think this is a really important concept to grasp. Who you are online will only ever be a fraction of who you truly are. We all have very complex lives, intricate, intense shit going on all the time. And we can never be all of who we are online. It's not who we are. It's a part of who we are. You can almost think of it as an online persona. It's you, but it's like 1% of you, because there's all this other side of you that's really only reserved for God, the universe, and your friends and family. So you can be a private person and still be authentically yourself online to the point where people actually feel like they know you. If you've hung out with me on this podcast for a while, if you've hung out with me on Instagram or on my YouTube channel, you probably feel like some degree that you know me and you know who I am. And you don't, but you feel like you do. And that's kind of what we're going for. And you do know pieces of me. And you know me enough to predict certain things and to see things and think, oh, Kendra would really love this. And I get that all the time. People will reach out to me on Instagram and they're like, Kendra, I just did my first hike. And I love that, because they know me enough to know that nature and hiking and outdoor sports are so incredibly important to me. And of course, I'm excited for them. Of course, I think that's awesome. So they know me enough to feel like they could be my friend. And that's what we're going for. And that's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel like you know me and that we're friends, but obviously knowing that none of us really know each other online, just the way it is. So what steps can you take to start developing your personal brand? Well, the easiest thing you can do is you can ask your friends and family to describe you in 5 words. And write this down, because these are going to be the most dominant pieces of your personality that you're going to want to bring online. The next thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take out a journal. And it's nice to do this in the morning or the evening when there's no distractions, and just journal on the tone of your voice. What does your voice actually sound like? I know that I talk fast. I talk loud. I go off on tangents. Again, I'm blunt. I'm to the point, no BS, I swear a lot. This is kind of the tone and the quality of my voice, but what is yours? And if you don't know that, it's okay, totally cool. Just try to pay attention the next time you're hanging out with your bestie. What are you talking like? Pay attention. How do you talk? And again, you can also ask friends and family, like, what does it sound like when I talk? Do I talk fast? Am I sarcastic? Do I have a dry sense of humor? These are all the things that you're trying to figure out, because for me, I'm just being myself. And then once you know who you are and who the personality is, that is when you can start to think about colors, fonts, etc., or even building a website, which really you don't really need, by the way. So don't waste your time on that. But once you understand who you are, because if your goal, if you are a very soft and gentle and nurturing person, then you're not going to go for like sharp red and sharp black. And you can Google this. You can look at the psychology of color. You can even Google like best brand colors for soft personality or something like that, or best brand colors for sarcastic sense of humor. You'll find that stuff online. Google is your best friend. But it's only then that you start to think about those. And then once you choose a color palette and a few different types of fonts, then you just stick with that. So then what you've done is you've created consistency with personality side of the brand, and you've created consistency with the colors. Fantastic. Now you have a personal brand, and that's it. I hope you found this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast so valuable. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate the ability to get down deep in those eardrums. Love it. And I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.